patient's name is Dane Clark. First name is D-A-N-E. Last name is C-L-A-R-K. Date of birth is 1/11/1967. Date of service is 5/5/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This 55-year-old male presents to the clinic complaining that he feels like the toes on the right side of his foot are twitching faster than the toes on the left side of his foot. Patient does seem overly anxious. He states that 15 months ago, he did get a twitching, pulsating sensation in the bottom of his foot. He did look to the internet and saw that a sign of muscle twitching can be ALS, and he was seen by multiple neurologists, in which he had several clinicals done. He did serve part of several trials, and only one test did come back abnormal. Since then, he stated the twitching did slow down. However, today he did notice that one side of the body was moving faster than the other, and he did get quite frightened. Patient is allergic to codeine. Current medication was discussed with the patient and is placed in his chart. Medical history, hypertension, GERD, hemorrhoids, hyperlipidemia, insomnia, and anxiety. Surgical history denies, social history denies, drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 151/85, heart rate 89, respiratory 18, temp 97.8, O2 98, and he weighs 291 pounds. Physical exam general, he is alert, very pleasant, sweet man, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed. He does appear to be a little anxious. H-E-E-N-T, his mucous membranes are moist, pupils are pearl, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds nice, 4 extremities, complete normal range of motion in all 4 extremities, no edema, neuro, he's alert and oriented, times 4, his gait is steady, skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions, assessment and plan, number 1, anxiety, number 2, left lower extremity muscle spasm, left number 3, left lower extremity muscle pain, and number 4, anxiety, if not already mentioned. I did do a complete neurological exam on the patient and did evaluate all of his extremities, NIH stroke scale done. Patient scored a 0 on the NIH stroke scale, and he had great range of motion and control of all of his musculature, which did make him feel quite better. He states that he still is seeing his neurologist, but knowing that he was able to have a complete assessment done by a provider did make him feel much better today. If he does have any worsening of condition, though, he will return to the clinic or be seen by an emergency room physician. The patient does agree with this plan of care, and he was given an opportunity to ask any questions, and he has none at this time.